Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, Venice 79, I'm Laura Della Corte, and we are here with the director of Shop da Kelly di Bar, Beyond the Wall, and for the section in Concorso in Venezia 79. The director is Vahid Jalilvand, and my question is, I think the movie is not necessarily a reflection or actually a portrait of Iranian society, but rather a portrait of the world, actually. So is it difficult then for you to deal with your country after you shared these kind of stories? And the other thing is, I know that you used the Iranian poet's words saying that we will never find the strength to stand up without hope, fresh air for us to breathe in, and no life left to live. So I was wondering, is like the movie wanted to answer this need of hope?
Mm-hmm. That's Anne, I'm sorry.
This movie is certainly about the concept of hope, and but he believes that in our modern world, hope exists in our minds. It has moved into our minds. Every day when we wake up, when we start our day, whether on social media, whether walking in the streets, it seems that everything is working hand in hand to take away the hope that we have. So if we cannot protect this hope, if we cannot take care of it inside our minds, we will be lost.
I was very fascinated by the character of Ali because actually he gives us this kind of hope, but not only that, because he tries to construct some kind of new world with his imagination to protect her. And I was wondering, there are this scene where there is a strong clash between the light and the shadows, and I was wondering if it was something to recall how the character sees the world, so the intention to see how difficult can be to find, the mm-hmm. perfect line between what is good and what is not good, mm-hmm. actually.
So, yes, like you said, in terms of lighting, from the beginning, he worked with the cinematographer of the movie, Adib Subhani, on the item of lighting very much. And he showed him because when he writes, he usually goes to a place outside the city in a quiet place, in a garden. And he showed our cinematographer a picture where which was full of these shades and lightings. And he asked him to create this in the movie, because just as you said, this is not just a contrast in light. This is in our movie, our character, Ali, he constantly moves between the darkness of reality and the lightness of truth and hope. And because of that, this is the play on lighting that we have.
Yeah. And okay, thank you very much. You've been very kind and very compliments for the movie. I hope you can be like that again.
Thank you.
So, Fred Film Radio, Venice 79, Laura Della Corte. Thank you.
Thank you.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.